The executive order states that eliminating the Woodtichick State Parks Management Council is in, quote, the best interests of efficient administration, unquote. Bryce Edgman is Region 37's House representative, which includes Bristol Bay and Woodtichick State Park. Edgman says these orders aren't typical.
Each executive order is tied to removing a board or a commission, and it seems very, very, you know, laborious and time intensive. And the usual way would be to go through the public process and again involve the legislature, but Governor Dunleavy has decided to do it very differently and I think very divisively.
Woodtichick State Park is the largest state park in the country, spanning about 1.6 million acres. It's also the only one in Alaska with a management council appointed by the governor. The seven-person council was formed almost 50 years ago and consists of representatives from nearby village and city councils, the region's Native Association, and state officials to advise the government. Cody Larson is the current chair and represents the Bristol Bay Native Association on the council. Larson says the council met the Friday before the executive order was announced, but wasn't given any notice of its elimination.
We didn't have this on our radar, so we weren't able to put it on the meeting agenda at that time. We were unaware.
A spokesperson for the Alaska Division of Parks and Outdoor Recreation said in an email that as executive orders are confidential until they are issued, the orders were not announced. Larson says the council has served as somewhere the park receives input from the public on a range of topics and is a consistent space for users to meet.
Over the past 45 years, the council has been a consistent space for the public to provide input. And it has also been in the position to encourage park operations.
Board member Dolores Larson represents the village of Koliganek. She says she thinks it's important to have representation from around Bristol Bay making up the council.
We live here. We know what goes on in the park as well as the region. And I believe it's really important to have a tribal representation.
She says she's concerned that eliminating the council and transferring the park's responsibilities solely to the Department of Natural Resources and the Department of Fish and Game may make the land more vulnerable to development.
My biggest concern is that, you know, the area will be more open to resource development. It's led by DNR or Fish and Game. I don't want that to happen at all. The park is protected and it should remain that way indefinitely.
Former board chair Robin Samuelson also voiced concern that the land might be more available in connection to mining interests.
I don't know why he's doing it. I don't know who's pushing him, but I do know that there's mining interests that have filed just north of the park.
Samuelson was on the council for more than a decade.
The Park Service and layman board that they had there, which was us, we had problems, but we always worked out the problem and we always protected the resources within the park, especially the streams and the fish.
The spokesperson from the Alaska Division of Parks and Outdoor Recreation said in an email that any changes to the park's management plan must go through a public comment period and meetings held in affected communities. KDLG requested a comment from the governor but was referred to the language in the executive order by the Department of Natural Resources. Legislators have 60 days from the order's introduction to override it, which would require a majority vote against the order in a joint session. In Dillingham, I'm Christina McDermott.